Hello, this is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, here with Dr. Robinson, Associate Professor of Medicine in the Division of Hematology and Oncology and Associate Director, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
So let's jump right in. Breast cancer is the second most common cancer diagnosed in women in the United States. Why is it important to raise awareness about the impact of breast cancer?
So cancer is a somewhat unique diagnosis because it doesn't just impact the patient, it impacts their entire family. It's important to raise awareness because it's a disease in which over 300,000 women are estimated to be diagnosed with it in the United States this year, and about 2,800 men. And unfortunately, a little over 42,000 women will die from breast cancer this year. It's a disease that can impact adults. We most commonly see it in women that are 62 years or older. However, about 9% of all breast cancers will be diagnosed in women younger than 45 years of age.
And your research focuses on prognostic factors and their influence on breast cancer outcomes. What have you learned accounts for breast cancer disparities among Black women?
So it's interesting because African American women are about 42% more likely to die of their breast cancer than white women. So I was particularly interested as to causation. And I have found, like many other researchers, that it is multifactorial. My research specifically has focused on metabolic syndrome, so what influence diabetes mellitus or obesity has on breast cancer development and subsequently outcomes. But I will say that disparities are really caused by a number of different reasons, and that would be accessibility to high quality healthcare centers like Northwestern Medicine, for appropriate prevention strategies and screenings, referrals for genetic testing in high risk families, primary care physicians in which there's tight control of those comorbidities like obesity and diabetes over the lifespan of the patient, and then a high quality technology like your diagnostic or screening mammograms.
And how do these disparities impact survivorship?
We do recognize that the earlier in which a patient is diagnosed with their breast cancer, they are more likely to have better outcomes. And so when patients are diagnosed either later with more advanced disease or beyond their control with an unfavorable tumor biology, their outcomes are worse. And we do unfortunately see that patients of color are diagnosed at later stages with more advanced disease, and they are more likely to have an unfavorable tumor biology called triple negative, in which they do not express estrogen receptors, progesterone receptors, or HER2 new receptors on their breast cancer cells. And I commonly tell my patients they can think of it as those are the drivers for the growth and development of their cancer cells. And if we can't target that, it does limit our therapeutic options over the lifetime of the disease.
Thank you, Dr. Robinson, for all of this information. And this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D here with Dr. Robinson today, touching on breast cancer and how it affects our communities, Black women. And Dr. Robinson, what are symptoms and prevention tactics that our listeners should know about?
Okay, so oftentimes, breast cancer does not present with a symptom. And usually when it's at its smallest or earliest stage, it's really detected by mammogram. But I will say that patients should be aware of their own bodies. I do promote self-breast examinations. It's a first line of defense if you feel or recognize something different, to tell your physician about it. Adherence to screening guidelines with mammogram and then expanding as clinically indicated. But then I do think there are really important lifestyle and behavior modifications that contribute to prevention. So tight control of our blood sugars, and as you know, diabetes does seem to have a higher prevalence in African American and patient of color communities, as well as obesity. Being intentional about your exercise. Being intentional about your family history. If you come from a family that has a strong family history of breast cancer or cancers in general, conveying that information to your primary care doctor so that they can get you into a high-risk clinic and or genetic counseling. Modifying alcohol and tobacco use. Hopefully in 2024, there are no smokers. However, for those people who do smoke, continuing to try to quit.
All very important. I'm learning so much, Dr. Robinson. What is one key takeaway that you want to share to conclude today's conversation?
Be an engaged consumer of your healthcare. Northwestern Medicine provides state-of-the-art healthcare. It is a resource to be utilized by the community. So ask questions, be informed, have a healthcare plan, and then lastly, be open to clinical trials.
And Dr. Robinson, we will do our part, and thank you for doing yours. Thank you for all of the information today.
Thank you.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.